further unlock the reason. We're talking about favor for favor. And in today's message, we're going to further unlock the reason of being this being our acceptable year. It truly, truly is. It's the year where we will not be rejected. We will not be rejected in intimacy or in friendship. We will not be rejected by God in any way, shape, or form because we've come to know his peace. And so now we're going to get another stamp of confirmation to the power of being joined under the Father and learn to protect this position. We've got to protect it. The enemy still wants to disconnect us. He's got a crowbar that just wants to, totally dissemble our true place of joining with the Father. He wants to wreck it. He wants to ruin it. And he does not stop. So we got to learn, and we're going to learn to protect this position. So as we favor his cause, he is going to favor us with prosperity. The Lord told me a long time ago, he said, Todd, you can't do anything for me without me repaying you with increase. There's nothing you can do that I will not withhold my hand. As you're doing for me, as you're favoring my cause, I will turn and I will favor all of your causes. And I've learned that to be so true. I've learned it to be so true in it. And it's not a place of works at all. It's really still a place where it's all about righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
So now, it's time to fully walk in this fact by letting Christ in us reign to the utmost. We're going to let him just reign. We're going to let him rule. We're going to reign. How are we going to do it? We're going to gather and eat our daily bread fragments. And we're going to let him rule and reign just by consuming the word. And so it says in Psalms, here we go. It says in the book of Psalms, chapter 35, verse 27, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Mm-hmm. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say, man, let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So when we favor his cause, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory, I want everybody to get that clear today. It's allowing Christ in you, the hope of glory, to have preeminence. That's the only way you can favor God's righteous cause. And how we get that on us, how we get the Christ in us, the hope of glory, is just by simply, as I already stated, and I'm going to state probably 50 more times in this message, is by eating your rhema. By just eating the rhema word and allowing it to have power, letting it to do what it's supposed to do. Like Minister Kurt said just a few moments ago in prayer, the will and the do is already there working in us.
Amen.
And so now he will then release, when we allow him through his word to rule and reign, he then will release favor back unto us. Prosperity, which we know as being favor, will be released back unto us. I heard, when I first heard this message, a clarion call to protect the rhema word like never before. I really did. And I feel it now throughout this entire series and all of the teaching we've done that God has done on peace. There's a clarion call for this position. There's a clarion call to come in to the acceptable year of the Lord and really watch his wondrous works, to really see him unveil who he really is on our behalf. There is a clarion call, and there's a call to protect this position. It's tremendous. Amen. Right now, because you can tell day by day, moment by moment, the difference of when you are in the joining, the place of peace, and when you're flowing in a place of just thanksgiving for favor and for prosperity, as opposed to you having need and having to ask for it. There's two different levels there. And so protecting the first level of not having spot or wrinkle, if you will, not falling from the grace, not falling from the favor, and then having to go back into a mode of asking. Don't get me wrong, we still have Jesus as our advocate, but he's raising us up and calling us to protect this dimension so we can be people full of favor. We can be a people full of prosperity. So now it's a call directly into the acceptable year. And it's loud. It's magnified right now in us. So it's not a call unto works. It's a call unto his righteousness that will flow on us through his rhema word. All right? And that's where God is calling us. And in fact, it says that favor his righteous cause. The word righteous cause actually translates righteousness. So now, as we favor his righteousness, which does mean equity and prosperity, or we favor what is right or just. So as we favor his righteousness by consuming the rhema, he's going to turn and favor us.
Amen.
It's that simple. It really and truthfully is that simple, that we continue to stay in the rhema word, in the study that we've been hearing. And man, we then, that's what he says. That's what he looks at right there. He says, that is favoring my cause. By you staying filled with my word, it favors my cause. And then the will and the do will come.
Yes, it
will.
You
don't have to try to find the will and the do. That's not how you favor his cause. By you trying to walk in your ministry, or you trying to walk as a holy or someone that is available. No, you don't try to do that. That just comes as you go, because it's already built in you. It's already nourished in you, and it will come when it's necessary and when he has need of it. But you don't sit there trying to do works to favor his cause. No, you favor his cause by favoring or allowing his righteousness to be established that comes by way of the rhema word. Somebody say amen if you heard that.
Amen. Amen.
It's not of works, people. It has nothing to do with works. It's all about being in his righteousness. And when he sees you, and that's why, man, we're touched with such a powerful expiating force when we're in the word. When expiation is on you, or propitiation is on you, now you are in the place of his righteousness. By the blood of Jesus that's flowing by way of this word, now you're made righteous there, and now you are in the cause of Christ, or the cause of the Father. I'm a vessel. I'm a ready vessel, and I'm ready to be used. I'm not trying to go out there to be used or trying to find places that I can be used. No. I just get in the word and let the word do the rest. All right, here we go. So when we allow his righteousness to reign in us, it favors the Lord. That's where he's favored. When we favor the Lord, his prosperity again turns and favors us back. Now, rhema begets righteousness. It's an old store insight. Rhema begets righteousness, and righteousness begets favor. It's an old store here in Romans 3:22. Keep your ears on, everybody, because we're going to go there today. In Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, it says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. So the righteousness of God comes by the faith of Jesus Christ. Remember, of Jesus. It's not in Jesus, it's of Jesus, denoting that I'm walking in his temperament. I'm walking in him. Righteousness comes by the faith of Jesus, not faith in Jesus. Only the rhema word, our daily unleavened bread fragments, can produce the faith of Jesus. That's what we were talking about just a moment ago. So you see right here in Romans 3:22, the faith of Jesus is only produced by the rhema word that comes. In fact, it tells us in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing. This is an old story, but it's necessary for today. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word there is rhema. Watch this. We're going to break down rhema in a different way, in a way that we really haven't broken it down. And I don't think since we've been in the study, we haven't taken too much time on this here. So now faith is coming, which is producing righteousness by hearing the rhema. Old story. Everybody knows that. The word rhema means a matter or a topic. Watch this now. It means the declaration of one's mind, talking about God, the declaration of God's mind made in words. I like this. This really stuck out to me. It means narrative. It's so far forth as it is a matter of narration. That's what the rhema is. Wait a minute. So wait, I found out something and you're finding out something now. God controls the narrative of our lives when we're eating the daily bread fragments. The narrative of our lives is controlled by God. Now God, it's God's narration over us. And his narration is very simple. It's to give you life and to give you life more abundantly.
Amen.
That's the narrative for your life. It's for you to flow in prosperity and favor. Amen. That's the narrative. And so when we're getting into this word and we're eating our daily bread fragments, the narrative of our lives is being controlled and dictated by the Father. And what the Father's all about for you is that you live life, you have life and life more abundant. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Prosperity and favor is a major part of the narrative that God wants to dictate through this rhema word, and you're eating this daily.
Amen, God.
Amen.
So now the narrative,
amen, Lord.
The enemy is no longer controlling, and I've been really, really loving this. I've been under the enemy's narrative for a long time. I think we all have, and we've all experienced how things should go or how we think it's just going to be again. Well, I've experienced through this particular revelation that we've been under in peace, I've experienced the narrative shifting every day, somehow, some way. It's not playing out like it was. I keep telling you guys this. I'm experiencing a brand new narrative. God's narrative, what God said he had for me, is starting to come and manifest. The narrative is being controlled by God. He's controlling it. So when we are hearing the rhema, eating our daily bread, God does control the narratives of our lives. The narrative of our lives is all about prosperity and favor. I'm telling you the truth. And it's holy. In this dimension, it's very holy. You walking in God's, the success of the Father is extraordinarily holy. He already told you, it is his good pleasure to prosper you. So now, he has come to give us life, and he's come to give it to us in abundance. He really has. And so now, when I'm under the word, I'm now in the righteousness of God. When I'm in the righteousness of God, I'm favoring his cause. I'm favoring his cause. Do you realize that it's also a part of his cause that God begin to prosper you and be in good health? This is a part of his cause. This is how his word spreads. This is how his name spreads, by what he's able and what he's doing. He is a savior, you know. He's not just this mythical person out there in the third heavens. No, he's an actual savior. A savior of what? Today is the day of salvation. Salvation where? In every area of my life. This favors his cause. When he's able to produce prosperity on us, it's favoring his cause, because it causes us to glorify him, to spread his name, to spread his wondrous works. And we walk not just in favor now, but this favor is supreme. And I told you this before. The Lord shared this with us before. But watch this again. It says in Romans 4:6, even as David also described it, the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness. Look at that. Because of righteousness, you're blessed. Amen. Without works. I told you, righteousness begets favor. The word blessedness means beautification. It means fortune. It does mean, which one of our favorite words over the years, Jay in particular, poetical makar, meaning that we become the same as him. It means supremely blessed. So now, righteousness, just as righteousness, how am I getting that? By staying in the word.
Amen.
By eating my daily unleavened bread fragment. It shifts my mind, and I step in and I move in, and I'm in the manifest place of his righteousness. Now, David said, I'm blessed because of that. And I didn't do it by works. I did it by being in his word. So now the blessedness, the beautification, the fortune flows from this place. All right. Now, I want to talk to you now for a few minutes about the infrastructure of why favor for favor. And this is the part where God added to this particular message, that it is true. I believe I did hear Kurt say, and I believe I did hear evangelists also say, that God will favor his righteous cause. And it's so true. And when I heard it coming out of their mouths, it blessed me, because it also confirmed again today, it always happens. And so now the Lord does favor his righteous cause, but there's a reason why. And I believe he took me to the origin place of why he would favor his righteous cause, or the infrastructure of how this really does work. I love when he points these things out. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 9. And I pray your hearing be wide open today. And I pray there's a hunger and a thirst that just swells up in you, even to the utmost. It says in Deuteronomy 32 and 9, it says, "For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance." Jacob. I was kind of wondering why Jacob would be, why he would call Jacob. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance, meaning Israel. And he used the name Jacob. And I believe Jacob meant deceiver. And just flow with me for a minute. So the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. The word portion means flattery. What flatters the Lord is his people. It also means inheritance. Portion means inheritance, of course. It means allotment. One word really stuck out to me was seductiveness. The Lord what seduces the Lord is his people. The word seductiveness means enticement. So, and then it says Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. And when I read Jacob, I've just kind of dwelled on the fact that he was deceiver, I believe, a trickster. And the Lord said that was the lot of his inheritance. And I really thought about that. And then I thought about Hosea and Gomer, when Hosea married the whore by God's instruction. Hosea fell in love with her. The Lord said, "I want you to go and choose a whore and marry her, because my people have gone a-whoring." And I just started to really meditate, and I read the book of Hosea, and I started to just look at the story. I started to see such a parallel here, that the Lord is seduced by Jacob, by the trickster, and he's seduced by the church. And I'm looking at the parallel. Why? Because when the Lord sees the transformation that comes by way of you eating your daily bread fragment and staying in a place of being joined, it becomes very seductive to God. This is, if I could use this word without being blasphemous, it would be considered God's weakness. I believe the church is God's kryptonite, to where he just continues to pour favor over us as he sees us being changed and being expiated by this wonderful word we read. And it becomes very seductive unto him. Then I began to think about another one that seduced her king. And the reason, this is the infrastructure of why you get favor for favor, because when you're under this rhema, and he watches the transformation of your carnal mind unto the mind of his son, and he watches this transformation, and the Lord in particular is watching it, and he's watching his bride become exactly who he is. He's watching this as you're eating your daily bread and being Amen. Nourished in him. He said, "He that eateth
Hallelujah,
me, live by me." And as he watches you start to live by him and become just like him, it becomes seductive in the most holy way.
Hallelujah.
Any wife that pleases their husband, I'm telling you, he's putty in her hands. She becomes putty in her hands. I'm telling you now. And there's a seductiveness that takes place. She can have whatever she wants. It's favor for favor. There's a seductive, a holy seduction going on here. Every time we're in this word, watch this here. So when we're hearing and eating the rhema, it becomes a holy seduction unto him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We look at it in the book of Esther for a minute. This is the infrastructure of why he's really going to favor you, because you are, oh my gosh, you're seducing him the way that Lucifer used to seduce him, if you will, when he would praise and worship God, and it would fill the throne room. He gave Lucifer a third of heaven because of his ability to seduce or to be seduced by him. It pleased him. The Lord's portion is his people. What seduces the Lord is his people. When? Not when we're sinning, not when we're walking in our own way, but when we're in his rhema word. Look at Esther here, and this is a type and shadow of it. This is an old store, vintage old store rhema that we got a long time ago, but it's apropos for right now. It says, now it came to pass in Esther 5, verses 1 through 3. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. Verse 2, it says, and it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained what? Favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Listen to what the king says. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. I remember in the old store of this rhema that it was all about the royal apparel that she had shifted into. I kind of keep picturing Esther with rollers in her hair, in her bathrobe and some slippers, walking around. But then she came to her senses and put on her royal apparel. Well, the robe of righteousness, which we all know, becomes our royal apparel. And when God sees his righteousness on you, he sees you in that royal apparel. And that's why favor comes. He puts out his scepter and tells you, come draw nigh to me. Touch my scepter, the scepter of my power. What is it that you need? Let me fulfill your request. Every time we get in this rhema word, we're decked out. And my goodness, I love this old store rhema here because it's powerful and it's so on point right now to why we receive favor for favor. God is only looking at you, watching your splendor, watching his character, watching you become equally yoked to who he is. My goodness, the Lord is looking upon us. That's all the king did was look at Esther after she got dressed in who she was. She stopped moping around and put it on. And in essence, she put it on him because when he saw her splendor, when he saw her beauty, she already had favor. She didn't need to have a three-day feast for the king. That three-day feast was just over and above to get rid of her enemy. That's all that feast was about. But the favor of the Lord was already there because he watched her in her royal apparel.
Amen. Amen.
When the Lord looks at you after you've been eating and been nourished by this daily bread, when he watches you, he sees the splendor, the beauty. He sees why he chose you in the first place. Esther obtained favor in his sight. You, child of God, obtained favor in his sight while you're eating, even right now, while you're eating this daily bread, you got favor. He's looking at you differently. You're not the same. Why? You chose to get up and dial in and get on the line and hear the rhema word. And the rhema has already positioned you in righteousness. Favor. You're favoring his cause. Just by allowing his word to seduce you, now you're becoming seductive in his eyes. Favor for favor.
Thank you, Lord.
Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou? I can hear God say this, and this is where God wants you to understand he's going to control the narrative. Don't let the enemy tell you. I'm trying to tell you, please stop looking at this with ocular vision. Get I love the prayer, Prophetess Manita. I love the prayer. Oh, let propitiation be your vision. That's a whole nother realm. That's where the narrative of God is in control. That's where God is saying, no, the outcome of your day will not be like this. No, 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 no. I have a different narrative. I know the thoughts I think toward you.
Yes.
I know the plans I have for you. I know I have plans to prosper you, to give you hope, to give you your expected end, to bring you to what you've been expecting. I have a different narrative, and I want you to see through the eyes of propitiation. I want you to understand that you are favoring my righteous cause, and therefore now I want to favor you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I want you to experience my prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the leaven of the enemy tell you that your day is not going to be prosperous. Don't you let him speak his doctrine of demise unto you any longer. My scepter is out. I'm holding it out toward you even right now to favor your righteous, my righteous cause. I want to favor you. I have favor. You are the unleavened. You are the Passover. Your life is the festival. It is the celebration. This is my peace on your life. So this is an old store vintage rhema that I love, man. And it reminded me so strongly that when we are eating this rhema, we have been clothed in the robe of his righteousness. At the moment, right this very moment, anybody that's experiencing his expiating force, where shame and guilt, fear, anything outside of the realm of authentic faith, all that's wiped away. You are the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And the blessedness, the state that you're really in. David described the state that you're really in, the state that you're really in. Don't you listen to that pseudo leaven. The state that you're really in is a blessedness state, fortune, prosperity. So the robe is the robe that it flatters him, it seduces the Lord in the most holy way. And I even heard him say that our bedroom becomes undefiled. It's a holy seduction going on in the realm of the spirit. I heard the Lord speak that over there in the book of Genesis when Abel brought his offering. The Lord had pleasure in his offering. He was pleased with his offering.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He was in awe of his offering. Can you imagine God standing in awe? He stands in awe when he sees us in the place of his righteousness. And he allows himself, and I love this, he allows himself to be seduced by us. Calling us Jacob. Why? Because I watched Jacob become Israel. I watched the transformation. Yeah, I watch you. I watch you come in one way, and I watch my word seduce you in another way, and it becomes seduction for seduction, favor for favor. I'm seducing you by my word, and you're drinking it up. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Why? Because I'm under seduction too. You're being seduced by my word and my goodness. Now, you being seduced is seducing me. There's a holy seduction going on, and God wants to bless. The Lord wants to bless his wife from that point. He's mind blown. And it's always yay and amen for whatever we ask. No rejection. Nothing but faith.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So this is what really causes his favor and prosperity to flow. And remember again, I say again, Jesus said, whoever eats me is going to live by me. My means becomes your means. He said, listen, and it's at the point of you consuming the rainbow. That shift already happens. Look at what happened. Esther just put on those clothes. didn't say a word. King looked at it, said, oh, there's my girl. What you need? At the moment, he saw the transformation. His scepter went out. And I'm telling you, some of us that fall away from being joined, the moment that you're rejoined by the rhema word of God, his scepter is already held out to you. It's the point of consumption. It's right there that it begins to happen. And then all of a sudden now, the favor of the Lord will become the shield unto us. In the book of Psalms 5, 11 and 12, we read it before, but we read it again. It says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Watch this. This is because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. Oh, my goodness. There it is. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Now I'm in my righteous state. I'm in my royal apparel. And now I'm now shielded. It's not just favor me. It's now my protection. My goodness. That when the enemy tries to feed me leaven, I'm already under the unleavened favor of the Lord. And now it's a shield from all that mess he tries to speak to me and all those things he tries to lead me into doing. I'm shielded now because now this favor is protecting me. It's protecting me. That I don't need his phony answers and phony results. I don't need anything from him. And I'm shielded from him.
Bless God.
It's by righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness produces the favor. And I get to the righteousness of God through his rhema word. In the book of 2 Corinthians, it describes to us, and I'm almost done already, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, it says here, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. That we might, watch this, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. So now as I become the righteousness of God, I told you, it's not about you trying to find something to do for God. As I become the righteousness of God, I am already his ambassador. I'm already an ambassador. The word ambassador means this, to be a senior, acting as a representative. I'm already a representative. Just by when I get under the righteousness of God, my calling and the things that I'm called to do will unfold as I go. I'm not trying to gain favor from God through works. I gain the favor of my King by representing him, by putting on his royal apparel, by eating this bread, bread. Now my mind, my expiated mind, my goodness, it puts me in the timing of the Lord. It puts me in perfect timing to when he wants me to open my mouth for somebody to hear, or when he wants me to do something for someone. I'm in the timing of the Lord as his ambassador. I'm not pushing my ministry. I'm not pushing works. No, I'm simply being filled with the unleavened bread and becoming the righteousness of God. And now the favor, because I've seduced him with my apparel, this wonderful apparel he gave me. And I'm wearing it. It was his choice, the pattern, the color, the cut of it, all his choice. He knows what he wanted to see. And so therefore, when he sees it on me, it seduced him. And now it's causing him to favor us. Just by reading and staying in the topic, in the matter, he controls the narrative from there by allowing God to express his mind to you, and you just imbibe it, you smoke it, you get high on it, you get expiated and propitiated, all that wonderful stuff takes place, and Now he's favoring you because of it. Right now on the line, praise God, right this very moment, there's such an anointing that's here. The word has already seduced you, and now you that are imbibing it are beginning to seduce him. You can hold your hand out because the scepter is pointing in your direction. You can change the narrative of the day from what the enemy had planned or what the world's or the worldly arrangement had planned. The narrative can change. I saw Esther change the narrative. The call was going out that all her people would be killed, genocide. They would just be wiped out. Changed the narrative when she got with the king. Changed it. So the enemy, I'm telling you, I'm speaking prophetically to some of you right now. The enemy has planned for this to happen negatively for you. The outcome of what you need still not manifesting. But God is saying to you right now, I'm here right now. You're in my the holy apparel, the royal apparel. Let me change the narrative for you. Let me change it. Let me shift it. Your heavenly bank account is saying, no, you're not in the negative, not at all. You have way beyond what you need. Let me change the narrative. Favor for favor. You've come unto me. You were heavy laden. I've given you rest. Now let me favor you. Let me favor you. My scepter's out. So this is our position in the acceptable year, that we stay in the place of righteousness through the Rhema word. We just allow it to be the deciding factor, the power that keeps us. We don't keep ourselves anymore. We're just kept by eating the unleavened bread fragments. That's all.
Yes.
That's all it takes. No works.
Okay.
You're not going to boast because of what you think you did. No, you're going to boast. No, he said, let no man say he made Abraham rich. You won't even say you made yourself rich. No man gets that. Just chill. Just get in the word and chill and let it do what it's supposed to do. Let it be what it's supposed to be. Takes all the pressure up off you. You don't have to work for God to hold his hand or his scepter out to you. No, that's not how it works. No, it's just by favoring his righteousness, imbibing the word. That's all it takes. So this is our position in the acceptable year. If you choose it, this is a note written back then. If you choose to take the position, your life is about to change. You'll see favor and prosperity like never before. It is our time and it is our invitation. Favor for favor. Man, imagine that. All is flowing because you're eating the word. It matches perfectly with Mark 4. It says that, you know, we'll wake up and we'll go to sleep. And then we'll look out our window and find that there is a harvest there. And we won't know how. We didn't work for it. He favored it. He blessed it. Yeah. The earth doesn't need us to be the earth. It doesn't need anything from us. It does it by itself. The dew in the morning sustained. Before rains ever fell, there was enough dew that sustained and beautified Eden without one drop of rain, and it was the perfect garden. God doesn't need us to do anything but just keep our royal apparel on, just to walk in the beauty and splendor of his righteousness that he's affording us to do through his Rhema word. Eat your daily bread fragments. Eat your daily bread fragment. And, you know, it's like, this is what I feel like. When I don't eat the daily bread, it's like you take a day off and you just have one of those days that you become a bum. Sometimes we go two. If somebody's having a real revival, they'll go three or four and just don't do nothing. You didn't shower. You didn't put on anything. You didn't do your hair. You didn't do it. And all of a sudden you come to your senses and say, you know what? Enough is enough with this mess. I'm going to go ahead and shower, get me some clothes on, you know, get myself done up. And, you know, that enough is enough. That's what it's like when you've been away from the rain, or you feel like you're just in a dismal place. You just, you know, you don't feel yourself. You've just been lazy and, you know, lethargic. You've just been just a mess. But then all of a sudden you come to your senses. And when you come to your senses, it's like the transition that Esther did. You put on your royal apparel. And he looks over and says, oh, there's my wife. There she is. And it makes him smile because he sees that you're moving again. You're becoming the Proverbs 31 woman again. And it seduces him. That's why he said Jacob is the lot. He sees you, sees us as yes, they were potentially Jacob at one time, but they've been changed. They're no longer that way. So now we're blessed. And it's favor for favor because you're giving him his portion every time the word takes over you. And that's why you got favor for favor. And that's why you're blessed. Oh, God, you're blessed. My thing is, I just want some people to begin to realize that the narrative of your day is not going to be the way it always was. I need people to really get that. I need you to understand that under this wonderful fruit of peace, your narrative changes. It changes. I need someone to stand up against the leaven. I need you to stand up against the leaven. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. I need someone to stand up against it in the position that God has taught you about, under the power of his word. I need you to stand and just begin to open your mouth and speak, thanking him for favor, and it will shift and change everything. The impossible won't be any longer impossible. It'll change everything, I promise you. Because you favored his cause, you favored his righteousness. Now he takes pleasure in prospering you. So let him do it, everyone. Let him do it.
Thank you.
Let him do it. Let him do it. Just even in the transition of your mind right now, let him do it. And it's only thanksgiving for favor. It's only thanksgiving. It's only thanking him for his favor and prosperity because it is flowing. It is a part of your package of peace, as I've stated in the past. Well, Father, we give you glory for this word today. We give you glory for this tremendous reminder. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you glory for filling us with your word. Oh, for filling us, Lord God, for expiating our minds. Oh, Jesus, we give you glory.
Thank you.
We thank you for making us your righteousness.
Thank you.
We thank you for the faith of Jesus, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Not only do we have faith in, but my goodness, we have the faith of. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful position that we're in right now. We give you glory, Master. We thank you. I thank you for the outpouring of your favor. I thank you that the narrative of everybody's day that's on this line, the narrative itself is already shifting. It's flowing in the way that you intended it to flow. The prince of the power of the air has no control here. You've already stated that when we're eating the rhema, we're not even breathing the air here. We're breathing the breath of God. The prince has no power in this atmosphere. And we thank you that this narrative is different. It's full of favor. It's full of prosperity. It's full of yea and amen. It's full of, Lord God, all kinds of releases and deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
Full of healing, Lord God. It's full here. Every kingdom exploit is here right now, and I give you glory for it, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord, I give you glory for it. Ah, yes, Lord, I give you glory for it, Jesus. I thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. A
few comments. Elder Allison said, amen, amen. Narrate my life. Amen. Blanche says, amen. Elder Donna says, amen, amen. Narrate my life as well, Lord. Amen, God, amen. And Evangelist says, amen. Thank you, Lord, for filling me up today. I know that's right. So now if you're filled, that scepter's hanging right in front of you. He's got it held out right there. It's got it right there. Only thing that is, thank him for it. Thank him for it. And that's it. Watch him change. Oh, my God. Watch him shift it. Yes, Lord, this is the acceptable year. It's the year where free favors are profusely abounding, and we give you glory. We give you glory. And I say amen to all of them. Everything. Hallelujah. I say amen. I agree.
Hallelujah.
I agree. Hallelujah. Can we just give the Lord a wave offering? I feel a very, very, very weighty but beautiful presence of the Lord that's on the atmosphere. I feel him. He's here. He's right here. We recognize you, Jesus. Controller of the universe, we recognize you. Owner of the universe, we recognize you. We recognize your presence. We recognize your presence. We recognize your strength. We recognize your might. We recognize your power. Take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, yes. Wonderful presence.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Wonderful presence, Master. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the same flow right here, in the same exact position you're in right now, you sow your seed, you give unto the Lord in the same position. Don't move from here. Don't become churchy. But continue in your worship right now as you sow your seed, as you give your tithes or your first fruits. Do it from this position. Do it from right where he has you. Honor him. Honor him. In the place of his righteousness, honor him. Honor him. Be prompt to do it. Do it cheerfully, because if God before you, who in the world can be against you? Honor him. Yes, just honor. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you with our seeds. We honor you with our giving. We honor you, Master.
Okay.
Take this time to honor you in the place of righteousness. We honor you. You said that the day would come that Judah, Israel, would give an offering in righteousness. From this place, we honor you. From righteousness.
Thank you.
We sow our seeds, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. And it's sweet to you here. The offering is sweet to you from this place, Lord. It's sweet. It's sweet from this place. It's accepted. It's received. We notice and recognize, discern the righteousness that is on us. We discern the propitiation.
Thank you.
We honor your Master.
Thank you.
Honor your Jesus.
Oh, my God.
My Lord, we honor you. if you're sowing a seed into the word, put a seed of righteousness right on it. A seed of righteousness, a seed. Hallelujah, Master.